This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Maryland Turfgrass Council. This episode is sponsored in part by ByeSod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled Dissecting Infield Playability, written by Evan C. Machete. A baseball often touches two different surfaces during the same play. This sets baseball apart from other ball sports. Most ground balls take their first bounce on the turf and are fielded on the infield skin. See Figure 1. The concentration of play in this small area means that infield playability consumes much of the ground crew's focus. Experienced managers know instinctively when the ball is reacting the way that they want, and they can produce a consistent surface despite changing weather conditions. Playability can be an ambiguous term because it is easy to observe but hard to describe. This article unpacks infield playability by combining practical observations with bite-sized pieces of physics. We will cover the following ideas. Consistency is king. Components of speed. Corkboard equals plasticity plus stiffness. Consistency is king. Above all else, infielders want a consistent, predictable surface. This means no surprises about how the ball will react from one hop to the next, and that the field will play identically throughout a game and over the season. Elite athletes can field almost any ball, fast or slow, so long as the bounces are the same each and every time. Infielders prefer ground balls to hug the surface. A shallow path makes the ball easier to track and collect. The grass and dirt areas should have similar speed, and the transition between them should be seamless. Predictability is crucial for players to be able to do their jobs. If the final hop is deflected by just a few degrees, the ball can easily carom off the heel of a player's glove or scoot beyond his reach. Components of speed. Players and coaches sometimes ask us to speed up or slow down the infield, usually by adjusting the cutting height of the turf. Ball response is more nuanced than fast versus slow, and canopy height plays only a minor role. However, it can be said that perception is reality, so a perceived change may satisfy such a request. Even if we fib about having lowered the reels by an eighth of an inch or so, ball response is divisible into three important elements: pace, bounce, and spin. Pace. Pace is the relative velocity of a ball after impact. Infield pace is mostly determined by hardness and friction. It's measured as a simple ratio, the coefficient of restitution, CORE. There is limited research on infield pace, but data suggests that soil properties affect CORE more than cutting height or thatch. Dr. Jim Brosnan measured CORE on real infields and on research plots. Infield CORE ranged from 0.4 to 0.6, meaning a ball retained 40 to 60% of its initial velocity after the first bounce. CORE was generally higher on skinned surfaces than synthetic turf, which had a similar but slightly higher CORE than natural grass. In the work by Dr. Brosnan, pace was closely related to surface hardness. Hardness is easy to measure with the familiar Clegg hammer or the F355 device for synthetic infields. Brosnan and McNitt found that most infield skins had Clegg values well over 100 Gmax, much higher than values recommended for turf areas. However, it is worth noting that some fields in this study were substantially drier than typical game moisture. In a baseball context, hardness may be more useful for managing playability than safety, as baseball players are never tackled and rarely become injured by falling on the surface. Ball-to-surface friction is determined by soil texture, presence of conditioner, and the all-important water content. A thick conditioner layer reduces surface friction because the granules rotate like ball bearings as the ball shears against them. The ball will skid rather than checking up. Friction also affects the ball's release angle, which in turn alters the bounce height. Bounce. The term bounce defines the vertical rebound of a ball after impact. Some research on cricket pitches suggests that the ball speed experienced by a real athlete is more related to bounce than pace. Adams and others found that umpires' perception of speed was more closely linked to the ball's rebound height than its velocity. A higher bounce means the ball carries farther between bounces, leading to the perception of a faster surface. Any debate about whether a perceived faster surface really has a greater pace or a greater bounce is purely scholastic, because the player's experience is what ultimately matters. Bounce is related to hardness, and a harder surface will appear faster, even if only due to the higher bounce. Spin. The influence of a ball spin can be large or small, depending on the ball-to-surface friction coefficient. If that is large, the ball rolls during impact, and its new spin rate is determined by the original incoming velocity. If the friction coefficient is small, the ball retains some spin as it skids through impact, and its release angle is steeper. The latter is the usual case on closely mown turf grass. You can observe this phenomenon during batting practice. It's hard to hit accurate fungos with full effort, so experienced coaches prefer a flatter but more controlled trajectory with some backspin. The steeper release angle helps compensate for lost velocity by increasing the ball's carry after its first bounce. It's unusual for a ground ball to be hit with backspin during a game. Most ground balls have forward spin and release at an angle beneath their incoming trajectory. See Figure 3, top panel. Corkboard equals plasticity plus stiffness. We associate the word plastic with man-made products like disposable water bottles, but the word is actually derived from plastikos, an ancient Greek term for clay. Plastikos roughly translates to fit for shaping. Plasticity is perhaps the most useful property of clay. It helps potters to mold clay into useful objects before firing, and it allows groundskeepers to scarify, shape, and pack soil with proper moisture. New grounds interns are quickly taught the sacred importance of moisture management. Plasticity is important for two reasons. First, it means the soil will be smoothly remodeled around players' cleats rather than chunking out or shattering into chips. This delivers the coveted corkboard surface and minimizes the number of imperfections which could cause bad bounces. The second reason is that if a ball does hit one of the cleat marks, the soil will readily deform again, allowing the ball to continue its initial path. Plasticity provides the give, which makes well-watered soil so nice to play on. Plasticity alone is not enough. Most fine-grained soils are plastic at high water contents, but many lose their shear strength when so much moisture is added. Such a soil can never provide stable footing if watered to a plastic conditions. The players will sink and slide, leading to injuries. Other materials retain more stiffness when wetted above the plastic limit. Stiffness is a measure of the force needed to deform the soil. An ideal infield soil retains a plastic and stiff consistency, even under hot sun or during a rain game. Designing these types of mixes is a current research topic at Penn State. We recently created a laboratory method to measure the cleat-in, cleat-out effect. We are using the method to test infield mixes containing various clay minerals, since these respond differently as the soil wets or dries. Thanks are extended to the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council, CAFMO, and the SAFE Foundation for supporting the project. On a synthetic turf infield skin, surface deformation happens differently. The fibers, rather than the soil water, reduce the rotating and sliding of infield particles. The sand, rubber ratio, and particle size distribution of the infield may also affect performance. Summary. Ball response can be managed intuitively, but it helps to consider the underlying physics. Consistency is most important. What infielders experience as speed is a combined effect of pace, bounce, and spin. Conditioners reduce the effect of ball spin by lowering surface friction. The soil must be both stiff and plastic to achieve the coveted corkboard. Future research could define new playability measures and how to achieve them. For all figures and resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.